Now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was, of course, the Dicks off of their first debut LP. The song was called Rich Daddy. Today on Maximum, I will be playing all queer punk throughout the ages. I'm doing that not to further marginalize queers in the punk scene, but to spotlight the history of queerness in punk and the importance of queerness in punk, because punk is a diverse place. It should be a diverse place. I know diversity is like a fucking buzzword, but queers belong in punk. All marginalized people belong in punk. And if you're not into that, get the fuck out. So with that said, we're going to move on. And we're going to start off our next set, our first set of the day, with the Wasp Women, who are a 70s punk and performance art-based band out of San Francisco. And this song was called Kill Me.
Shoot me in the head. Make me feel dead. Kill me.
Yeah. What's happening?
Not too much, taking a bath.
Well, Frank, remember what you told me the last time I called?
Short, what did I say?
We'll be right back.
All right. That was The Unstoppable, Unfuckwithable, Mulcateo Fairies with the song I Had a Relationship in My Head. Before that was Kicking Giant with the song Fuck the Rules off of the Yo-Yo Records comp from 1 million years ago. Before that was Screamers with the song Peer Pressure, one of my favorite bands. I love them so much. Before that was Team Dresh with Uncle Frank. And before that was the Big Boys with Nowhere to Go. And starting off the set was the Wasp Women with the song Kill Me. We're going to move on. And before we move on, I'd like to thank friends of mine who made suggestions of songs to play because I didn't want to just be my viewpoints and outlook for this whole radio show. Thank you to Joan, Francesca, Beck, Ocean, Aaron Yankee, Aaron B., Olivia, Chad, and Arndt, all the way over in Berlin. Thank you so much, friends. This next one was a song requested by Joan. Band is Cyberplasm, and the song is called What is Flesh? We'll be right back. All right, that was Shopping with a song Long Way Home. Before that was Portland's Harum Scarum with the song The Fight Inside of Me. Before that was Oakland's Twomp Sax with the song Nasty Head. That is the project of one Cher Strawberry, who writes and records everything herself on like a handheld tape player or something. I'm not sure exactly, but all the shit's pretty good. Before that was Ew with the song Delivery Boy. Before that was Chattanooga's Twat Sauce with the song Come Back. And starting off the set was Cyberplasm with What Is Flesh. We're going to keep moving on, and I'm going to keep finding records to throw in this set because I didn't find enough. But we have plenty in the collection, so I'm not too worried about it. Next up, starting off the set, is going to be Hers with the song It's Okay to Be Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. ASSKSAKATRON. 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 I was a punching bag. When I got out, I was a punching bag. You fuck with me, I'll fuck with you back. Ain't gonna fall between the cracks. Ass-Kickatron ain't the name of our band. Ass-Kickatron is the name of a plan. Ass-Kickatron, you gotta use your hand. Ass-Kickatron for woman or man.
Yes!
Some people might say there's no such thing as a perfect band, but Gloss might be the closest thing that I can think of. They're on a short list of perfect bands, and that song was called Outcast Stomp from their first demo, which fucking blew the world apart. Before that was Allergic to Bullshit with the song If This Is What We're For, This Is What We'll Get. Before that was the wonderful Fagatron with their song Ass Kickatron. That was spur of the moment. I just threw it in because I completely forgot about it for a minute, but everyone needs to hear that song at some point in their life. Before that was Annie and Candy Klutz with their song Abortion. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Before that was Kitty Cat Spy Club with the song Girl Love. Before that was Younger Lovers with the song Tight Fade, which I was dancing alone in the compound to that song because I was really feeling it. And I'm about to text Brontez and tell him about it, how much that song hit me. Before that was Portland's Red Herring with the song Interacting Cautiously off of one of their two 7-inches. They put out two 7-inches and an LP. All of them are great. And before that was Oakland's Inverts. The song was called Jubilee. And starting off the set was Hers with It's Okay to Be Sick. Thank you for joining me on this radio show. Sorry for stumbling and stuttering and everything else in between, but I was just running around and in the dark and trying to find records. But it's, you know, always fun. Always fun to do the radio show. Always fun to be here with you. And I don't know how I could do the show without playing Limp Wrist. And I'm going to play a song off a compilation that they did called The Ode. That is kind of a shout out to the history of queer punks. And it's actually my favorite song by them. And seems like a no-brainer, but they have like all these like songs that are awesome and anthemic and all this stuff. But this one is like the one that really hits me. And to see them play this at the end of the Trans March a few years ago was like life-changing. So yep, here they are. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening to Maximum Radio. And here's Limp Wrist.
What's the thing you call me? Cream. Orgasm matters with Pixelli, I think. It's like Gary Floyd, I surely adore. While pistons of the big are knocking at my door. For you, for you. Let's rest, sing this song for you.